Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 27 March 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. Okay, sorry for the delay, folks. I was kind of held up here, but I think I'm catching up. So, let's see here. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the Met Control Station today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This NIT meets every Monday at 0 UTC or Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, BE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our NIT. This is a directed NIT. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the NIT control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This NIT is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic or question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week, I just happened to notice the cover of my QST. There's a series of articles or a multi-part series that's going to be in QST about microphones. And it occurred to me that that's a good topic. We've had many comments in the past about audio quality here in Echolink, but this is also an issue for on-the-air RF QSOs as well. So anything you have to say about microphones, like what do you use the microphone that comes with your radio? I guess for actual on-the-air QSOs, or do you buy an aftermarket, like a Heil microphone, or maybe a US, or some other non-OEM microphone for your radios. And here in Echolink, do you use the built-in microphone of your laptop, or do you get a fancy microphone, a USB microphone, maybe one of these podcaster microphones? So anyway, anything to do with microphones, that's what our topic is this week. Now let me reset the timer. And I'm looking at my dashboard here, and every call sign I see on there, I have seen before. So you know how we do things here. I don't need to explain them. I see KD9NDJ, KC3LYZ, AD0QM. Welcome back, Jeff. AG5RB, also welcome back, Ross. And then there's the NB0X-L gateway over to DMR Land, All-Star, and all those places. So at this point, if there's anyone out there on those, DMR or All-Star places who are hearing me now and want to be added to my list of check-ins, please call now. Okay, nothing heard from the gateway, but over here I see Kilo Delta 5. Is that Oscar Bravo? Yes. Charlie. Wanting to check in from COM, and so let me just jot that down. 55 will be Charlie. Okay, got you. Maybe next time you can join us in with Echolink. Okay, so first on my list then is KD9NDJ, and I know microphones and audio has been an issue for you lately.
Good evening, Wayne and the group. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. Microphones. What a great topic. And I have that QST article sitting here in front of me, but I haven't read it yet. I had it in my list of things to get to, but I got sidetracked by a ton of other reading. Anyway, microphones. I'm using a cheap dynamic microphone at the moment. It's a Super Lux ECO88. And I got this one as, you know, it came with, I bought some condenser mic or other, and it came with four of these. And they're dynamic mics, and they're pretty rugged. They kind of are a knockoff of the Shure, what is it, not the SM57. I like that one, too. But anyway, mics, it's just too huge a topic. I feel pretty passionate. My favorite microphones for recording, not for ham radio. It'd be interesting to plug it in and try it ham radio with them. But I have a pair of Audio Technica C87s. They're condenser mics. I just love them. They're very sensitive. They're great for recording acoustic instruments, particularly acoustic guitars, violins, whatever. Use them XY, and they're great. Anyway, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Wayne, because otherwise I'll just go on forever about microphones. 89NDJ.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Ken. And like you, I saw the article, but I have not read it yet. But I'm thinking that they intend to go into explaining the difference between, you know, dynamic microphones and condenser microphones. And I know there's some other types of microphones whose, and I'm not remembering their names off the top of my tongue, top of my head right now. So should be an interesting series of articles, and it's a topic that I've seen written about before, but it always comes, it's a very basic, fundamental thing. You get audio into a form that can be processed by computers or radios or telephones or whatever. So, it's a subject that is ripe for a lot of discussion. All right, moving along, how about KC3LYZ?
This is KC3LYZ. Not using anything special regarding microphones, just using the built-in ones with the radio. I think once I get started with HF, I'll probably hook up something to my computer and get the digital hookup to my radio. So that's a pretty good topic. Yeah, also was checking out the QSO Today virtual conference over the weekend. I missed the first day, but going to catch up on some of the other ones. There was a good one today about clubs and how to get more people engaged with ham radio once they get the technician license.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I'll have to look into that. But as you mentioned about when you get on HF, that's when a lot of people go out and buy like a Heil microphone, or maybe he has some competitors. I don't know. But anyway, microphones that are what am I looking for here? Tuned or optimized for things like contesting or DXing. You can get into a whole regime of making your voice dominate the band so that you get through when all the other stations don't, or get through when the noise and the QRM and the QRN are very bad. So that's kind of one of the things that I was thinking that this subject might bring up, is what people, you know, might have tried doing along those lines. Anyway, thank you, Bob. Next here is AD0QM.
Good evening, Wayne and the Net. It's a great topic. Perfect, because I've decided this year is my year of working on CW, so I've kind of restricted myself to only doing voice on Echolink and digital modes on my hotspot. And so for the rest of the year, I'll be doing CW, so I can work on my head copy and speed. But, I have not really thought about a mic in quite a long time. I was in a band way, way back in the past, and we had a lot of recording equipment and stuff like that. But when I left that, when I was in college, then I just left all the equipment with the rest of the guys and did not get into ham radio until a lot later. And I still don't quite have a ham shack. If I do any HF work, it's off of a portable radio that sits on my dining room table. I got to take it all down before I go to bed so that when everybody wakes up and has breakfast in the morning, there's not radio stuff in the way. But someday I'm hoping I'll have a permanent situation, and then at that point I'll look into a little bit better audio quality. For right now, that's all I really got. 80QM, back to you, Net Control.
Okay, well, good to hear from you again, Jeff. Thanks for joining us this week, and come back again. Next on my list here is AG5RB.
This is AG5RB, Ross. STF username is Bullet. And I'm in Bel Air, Texas. And as far as microphones go, mostly just use the microphones that came with the radio. I do have an assortment of HT microphones, both the little earpiece microphones and some speaker mic for both the Yaesu and for Baofeng and other radios that have the dual plug. But that's about it for me on microphones. AG5RB.
Okay, thank you, Ross. And also to you, welcome back. Good to hear from you again. And let's see, just to talk about my setup here, I also mostly use the microphones that come with the radio. I can't think of... I know I have replaced some microphones that I wore out, and, you know, I ordered them from China, and it's... So they're probably not genuine replacements. They're kind of clones, right? But, I mean, so far, they've mostly worked. When it comes to the computer for Echolink, I have tried a few things. I've got several headsets that I've tried. Early on, I used this really cheap dynamic mic, I guess. I think it's dynamic, that came from Radio Shack way back in the day. I could pick them up at garage sales sometimes for like a dollar or two. And actually, I got some very good reports about the quality of my audio. But I don't know. For some reason, I stopped using those. So I don't know. Now, I do have a USB microphone that looks like a kind of a fancier one there. But I haven't tried it on Echolink yet. I'll get around to that one of these days. So, I think everybody has had a chance to speak. Oh, VK2DY has popped up on the dashboard there. So, let me reset the timer and repeat that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Yada, yada, yada. Everybody here is a regular. So, for Robert's sake there, VK2DY, the topic this week is microphones. And so... do you have, like, on your radios, if you use any actual radios, do you just use the microphone that comes with it, or do you replace that microphone with an aftermarket replacement, like a Heil microphone or some other manufacturer? And in the case of Echolink on your computer there, are you using the built-in microphone in the laptop, or if you're on a desktop machine, what kind of microphone do you use for that? So anyway, anything about microphones is what we're talking about this week. So, VK2DY, you have the floor.
Yes, good. Still morning. Good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 22 degrees and raining on and off. We have about 3 days worth of rain here before the sun comes back, so it is what it is. It's actually pretty typical for the end of the first month of autumn, so it's fairly typical weather for a change. Anyway, as far as microphones go, well, right now I'm just using the microphone in my iPhone. I don't tend to use Echolink on laptop devices. I just don't find a need for that, so I don't typically do that. So I just use the microphone in my iPhone. Now, if I go on one of the digital modes, I've got several sets of Bluetooth headphones that I use with a handheld PC. To talk on, like, D-Star, DMR, System Fusion, that. I have a couple different versions of Bluetooth headsets with microphones that swing down. And that seems to provide the best communication with a headphone as they swing down. So I can't think of the brand names of any of them. I bought them off of eBay. But one of them is actually quite good, so I'm sticking with that one. And I'll have to go see if I can find a brand name on it, but I don't know what it is, but it works very well. And as far as HF radios, I typically use the microphone that came with the HF radio. I don't replace it with anything else. I find that they work fine. I usually just plug in a set of headsets, headphones, because it's easy to hear, but I rarely plug in anything other than the original mic that came with them. Thank you very much. BK2DY, back to that.
Okay, thank you too, Robert. And you reminded me that 2 or 3 weeks ago, I tried an experiment with, I got a new Bluetooth bone conduction headset, and I thought that would be an interesting thing to try. And if you're not familiar with these devices, they do not produce sound waves through the air the way normal headphones work. And I'm not really sure exactly how they work, but somehow they induce vibrations in the bones around the opening in your skull where your ear is. So that, anyway, I thought it would, that's kind of beside the point. The main point was, it's a Bluetooth headset, and unfortunately, it did not really behave well with the Windows 10 on my laptop, and because the way I do the SDF-ARC.net, I need to have two applications listening to the microphone. There's Echolink, and then there's my, VoIP application, which is that the people who are listening to a nonradio.net, the stream right now, and hearing us, they're hearing us because I'm running a VoIP app, which is picking up my voice and the voice of everybody else who checks in, and sending it out over the Anon Radio stream. Okay, those of us who are actually in Echolink, we have our own way of getting the audio. So I'm rambling here. Anyway, the problem with the Bluetooth headset is that it seems like only one of those two applications could actually pick up the microphone. And since I needed both of them to do it, that was the end of using a headset for Echolink. So, let me check the dashboard here. I do not see any new call signs pop up there. Let me make one more call for anybody out there in the gateway from DMR land or All-Star. Please come now if you want to check in to the SDF Amateur Radio Club net. Okay, nothing heard from that quarter, so since everyone has had a chance to speak, at least so far, it's time for rechecks, or if you want to add something to what you said before, please call now.
KD9 and DJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, Wayne in the group, this is the C87 made by Audio Technica, no longer made. It's a condenser mic. I'm using an M-Audio audio interface going into the computer, and I'm backed way far off the mic, and I'm getting plenty of gain, so that's the beauty of the condenser mic. And I'm just curious how this sounds to y'all. I've never used it for ham radio. It's way too fancy. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. What do you think?
Well, it sounds good to me. So you're up there in the 90% range on the view meter there, so I think it's good that you're backing off distance-wise there. But it sounds really good. Anyone else want to comment? I guess not. Back to you there, Ken.
Yeah, Wayne and the group, I also wanted to report that I own a Bob Heil Pro 7 headset, which I didn't really instantly think of as having a mic, but it does. It has a boom mic. It's a headset. It's a communications headset, so it has a mic. And I believe it's a condenser mic. I use it for HF, but lately I've stopped using it, and I've started using the built-in microphone on my, at least on my 2-meter radio, because it's awkward to use a headset microphone combo sometimes. It's just easier to have something you hold in your hand and hear the audio through speakers, the incoming audio. So anyway, I don't know about the... But Heil makes all kinds of microphones. And he gave a great mic talk at Hamvention last year. Anyway, KD9NDJ, back to the group.
Yes, you can count on Bob Heil to give you a great talk on audio. That's his shtick. He does it all the time. Does anyone else have a recheck or additional comment?
80QM.
KD0QM, Jeff, go ahead.
So this is going to be really obscure. I was last on probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and somebody had mentioned I believe it was like another BBS system, and all I remember, I wrote it down, and then, of course, I lost a piece of paper that I wrote it down on. I remember a couple people had signed up on it, maybe you had too, Wayne. It started with hack something, and that's all that I can remember. But I was wondering if that rings any bells to anybody, if they know any information about it.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about, and I'm not. It's not popping into my brain right now. Does anyone else want to pop? Come back with the. The name of that website. I want to say Tech Hack or something like that, but that's probably not right. Anyone else? Well, darn. I'm positive I know the thing you're talking about. I'm just not remembering the exact name of it. And it'll probably occur to me after we close the net or an hour from now. I don't know. Come back next week, and maybe by then I will have remembered it. And if I do, I'll make a note so that I don't forget it. Yeah. Let me pass it back to you there, Jeff, real quick.
Sounds good. Yeah, it was something like that, but I just remember it popped in my head, and I thought, I want to get on the net and see if everybody remembered. But okay, great. I will see you guys next week. 80QM, back to you, net control.
Okay. So once again, I'm ready for... rechecks or any additional comments. Well, it sounds like it's time to wrap it up, so this will be the last call before we close the net. If you have anything else to say, call now. Okay, I think that's a wrap. Let's see, where am I here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0029 Zulu. I think there is still a DMR talk group. If any of you are in the DMR, you can try talk group 31650. You can join us over here in a non-radio room in COM. Otherwise, we'll be back here next week. This is Net Control Station, Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, saying 73, everybody.